So I wanted to share this interview as a possible wake-up call for others out there to expand their political mind and make an attempt to look through the lies that are being fed to you. Now, with this deeply divided political landscape, it's practically impossible to get through the tough opinion exterior of those in their party cult. So this is just another reminder that Americans must get outside of their slanted corporate media bubble. Rich Logas has a message to MAGA. Rich, who was a staunch ultra-MAGA activist for years, decided to get out of the radical slanted media bubble, and this is what happened.
He's a self-proclaimed ex-MAGA activist who addressed the convention last night, explaining how he went from loving Donald Trump to now campaigning for Kamala Harris.
So I finally stepped outside the MAGA echo chamber. I stopped listening to what Trump said and looked around with my own eyes. And I realized he had been lying about pretty much everything. So this is my message to all the Republicans and independents who are watching. People like me who voted for and believed in Trump. I made a grave mistake, but it's never too late to change your mind.
How do you sum up what attracted you so much to Donald Trump then? And also, when was the moment that he lost you?
So I consider myself at the time a very disillusioned American politically. And I saw Trump as someone, as an outsider looking to change the ways of Washington. I understand why there are Americans right now who have these feelings of disillusionment and disenchantment. And I was asked to come on the campaign. I didn't hesitate when I was asked, because I think that there's a message that perhaps I hope I'm uniquely able to deliver, because there were a number of factors that led to my questioning my beliefs. They all happened in the summer of 2021. There was mismanagement of COVID by both Trump and my governor, Ron DeSantis. There was a better understanding of January 6th. I started to diversify my news and information sources, started to get out of that MAGA and right-wing echo chamber, started to realize that there were some beliefs I held that turned out to be wrong. There were other moments, such as when the Republican Party deemed the insurrection legitimate political discourse. And then there was the final straw for me, really, which was the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. So I went through an entire year of personal tumult, having to come to this conclusion that I was mistaken about pretty much everything that I believed. And I think it's important that I let viewers know that I take responsibility for everything that I said, all my rhetoric, all of my decisions. And it was on August 30th, 2022, when I published a mea culpa in which I stated my remorse for supporting Trump and DeSantis and MAGA. And I wanted to acknowledge that mistake publicly, because I was always very public in my support for Trump. I helped Donald Trump divide the country for many, many years. He is someone who has torn asunder families and communities and households all across the country. He's pitted complete strangers against each other. He's amplified and elevated conspiracies that he almost certainly knows cause avoidable deaths and trauma. And so with those concerns, I've been saying to those who are feeling disenchanted with our political system, Republicans right now, who maybe are not enamored for whatever reason with the Harris-Waltz ticket but don't want to vote for Donald Trump, I think that this is an election that is a referendum on character and trust. And we have, with the Harris-Waltz ticket, very clearly a campaign who is inclusive. I am unaware of any major presidential candidate who has actually invited into the campaign to directly participate those whom they know are probably going to disagree with some of the policy style and substance. That is an inclusive campaign. The Harris campaign is one that is looking to unite left, center, and right. And very clearly, that is not what the Trump campaign is trying to do.
I have been saying and will continue to say that MAGA is a cult. Every aspect of MAGA follows the definition of a cult, which is: a cult is a group requiring unwavering devotion to a set of beliefs and practices which are considered deviant outside the norms of society, which is typically led by a charismatic and self-appointed leader who tightly controls its members. Does that sound familiar? Followers going to a rally, all wearing red hats, chanting slogans, worshiping a leader? Now, people might say, worshiping a leader, does that sound a bit dramatic? I dare anyone to visit Truth Social and scroll down the feed of the posts of followers literally worshiping Donald Trump. Now listen, I'm not going to be able to change the MAGA mind. Rich Locas is just another example that if you go outside the bubble and absorb facts, read unbiased news, stay away from radical opinion-based slanted media channels, your eyes will begin to open, your mind will begin to clear, and you'll slowly begin to see that you're being taken advantage of. That I can guarantee.
It's a crazy world. What can we do?